Hey everybody, how's it going? You're listening to Reptiles with Yoshi,
Alex,
and Mel.
Alright, if you're listening and want to watch, you can check us out on YouTube at HSR Exotics, and if you're watching and want to listen, you can see us in whatever streaming platform you like. Alright, Mel, how you doing today?
I'm pretty good, chilling, excited to be here among all the snakes and skinks.
Hell yeah, it's a skinky day.
It really is. Yeah.
Alex, how you doing?
Very good, yeah. Camo's fixed, we're good.
We're good?
Yeah.
I'm hungry today. Very, very
yeah,
hungry.
Same. I'm gonna eat so much after this.
Yeah.
I think we're gonna talk about some skinks today.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, so you have a blue tongue skink.
I do, and I was introduced to them through you because I was gonna buy a frog, but then Yoshi's like, ew, don't buy a frog.
Yeah, it's a negative on the frog.
I really wanted a frog too. The only thing that deterred me from a frog was, you know, if I have a male, it'll start croaking, and I'm the lightest sleeper ever. Like, my neighbor across the street sneezes, and I'm awake. So, like, maybe a frog isn't the best thing for me, and Yoshi let me know that skinks are pretty much silent, except for the...
Yeah, the little bit of it is.
Which is entertaining. So, yeah, I ended up with Ozzy, and I love her a lot. I've learned a lot more about reptiles in general through owning her, because I went on, like, a spiral of, like, you know, researching everything.
Yeah.
It's always fun when you're getting into something new and you get to take the time to just like look into it and be like, oh, I didn't know that. And then you
exactly.
could like, you start picturing it in your head how like you're going to be able to do all these things with this animal. And it just gives you something new to do. But talking about the frogs, I didn't know, is it only males that croak?
I am not 100% sure.
Oh, okay.
So like when I talked to you about getting a frog, that's when it was like a baby thought in my head. Like, I think frogs are super cute. You know, like, I think, like, sorry, I know, building, like, a cool little, like, enclosure or something, like, something bioactive
yeah.
is something I wanted to do for a frog, but I'm really glad I wanted the skink anyways. I kind of don't really care about having a frog, maybe one day if I have the space or something like that, but I really love having Ozzy, which is what I named her after a character in a video game that I play.
Hell yeah.
My favorite part has been, like, the husbandry aspect of it. I really liked the challenge in the beginning of, like, getting her temperatures, like, perfect.
Yeah.
And getting the humidity perfect, so.
Yeah, it's good to see them act the way that they need to act.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like,
yeah.
we do have an issue with this room, and I'm about to buy a humidifier, because this is actually the first time that I'm noticing that I'm getting a lot of shed issues.
Okay.
So I guess just this year, it's just a lot drier.
Yeah.
This isn't the first year we breed in this room, right? This is the second year. Right?
Yeah, we had them in here, I think, 1 year off.
It's
the second year that we breed. Yeah.
Yeah, so the first year we didn't have any problems, but this year we're noticing a lot of stuck shed.
Yeah, we've been misting and stuff, so we're like...
That's funny you say that, because I even messaged you about the problem that, like, Ozzy gets stuck shed on her mouth sometimes.
Yeah.
And it happened a lot more. Like, it's been happening more this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Than before.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I guess...
So, I just take a wet Q-tip and I, like, wet the area every day until it comes off.
Yeah.
And she hasn't really had problems. So.
When we finish this, I'll show you one that I have up there that
yeah.
every time it goes into shed, it always gets stuck shed around its mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was mouth rot at one point, and funny enough, I actually took Ozzy to the vet. Like, I saw it, I freaked out, I Googled it, and you know how Google is with human symptoms? Apparently it's like that with reptile symptoms, too.
Yeah.
Because it was like, oh great, my skin has mouth rot.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so what you find, and not that people are always correct,
right.
but what you find is that sometimes one of your instincts will be the right thing. So you'll first say, oh, like, it looks like stuck shed. And
mm-hmm.
then you'll Google it and be like, oh my god, my animal's jaw's falling off. And then
exactly.
Yeah,
I was looking like, oh my god, but I need to order her Betadine. No, I'm too scared to put that on her. I'm going to just take her to the vet.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, better safe than sorry.
100%.
But at the same
definitely.
Time, it was an expensive like lesson to not freak out the first day I notice something.
Yeah.
Sometimes, depending on what it is, obviously. But
yeah.
It was totally stuck shed.
Yeah, I get a lot of
stuck shed with them right now on the top of their head.
Oh, wow.
Which I noticed that when they get it on top of their head, I don't know if it's just me or if I'm talking out of my ass, but it really, like, throws them off. I guess it's because you know they have the primordial eye on
mm-hmm.
top, so I guess it's because of that.
Yeah, that might be it. It's gotta be super uncomfortable, so.
Yeah, definitely.
What I know that you do a lot of videos of feeding your blue tongue, and I mainly feed mine dog food, which
right.
I've spoken to you about
uh-huh.
wanting to, like, include more vegetables and some fruits and stuff like that.
Right.
But you go all out. Explain your routine.
Okay, so I do. So I did a lot of research, and I kind of mostly follow the feeding guide for Blue Mountain Reptiles. Is kind of where I started, and then I started like tweaking it for what I feel like is best for Aussie. But I know that in nature it's really important for skinks to have like a variety in their diet, so I do try to switch it up. So shopping at Walmart is amazing for like buying greens and stuff for your skinks, because a lot of times they'll have the veggies that are about to go bad and they put them for a discount. So like I've gotten a bag of spinach for as low as 56 cents before at Walmart, and you can just like freeze it and thaw it out the day that they go to eat it, and like your skink really does not care. But I love making food for Ozzy. Like I make her every once in a while because it's high in fat, so I don't do a lot of quail eggs. Ozzy really likes berries, so raspberries, blackberries, but that's a lot of sugar, so in moderation.
Yeah.
And I've switched up her food a couple times. Right now I have her on, I don't remember the exact formula, but it's wellness. And okay. I think it's like 97% protein or something okay. like that. So.
Yeah, that's a good diet. I'll do, like, with my females, especially during the breeding season,
mm-hmm.
I'll put, like, pinkies in their diet, just so that way, you know, they get some fat or
yeah.
something, give them a little bit something different, and then I'll also do, like, probably some egg yolk with their dog food and stuff like that.
Oh, awesome.
Just to kind of, like, entice them a little bit and, you know, get them going so they get all,
yeah.
you know, fat and stuff for the babies.
I've seen people feed their skinks just, like, the eggs or the quail eggs, like, in the shell and everything, too. Ozzy doesn't care about it unless it's, like, cracked, though. Like, she kind of, like, ignores it unless I crack it open.
She's picky. She's like, that's not how I like it.
She's really finicky.
Yeah.
And she's really grumpy for a skink. Like, every other skink I've met is kind of, like, cool and, like, whatever about people, but she's constantly, like,
yeah.
I kind of, like, love it. She has, like, a little attitude.
Fun. Yeah, blue tongues have a lot of personality. They're
yeah.
definitely... I always say that they're, like, the best pet lizard. I say over leopard gecko, even though they're bigger. Over bearded dragon, even though bearded dragons are somewhat calmer. But blue tongue skinks are the way to go.
Oh, yeah, and they're super curious. Like, I truly do believe that they need the mental stimulation. Like, she watches me, like, around the room and stuff. Like... when I go to clean her enclosure, like, I'll move, like, her stuff around a little bit and or put in new plants or something, and you see her, like, exploring, like, wow, what is this?
Yeah,
so
definitely.
I feel like that is, like, a really important, like, element for them, too, and I love that about
yeah.
them.
Alex loves skinks. He loves feeding skinks.
No, I don't like the food. The skinks I'm fine with. The food, it's a little smelly.
Yeah.
You gotta take it out, like, quick. Otherwise, like, don't leave it in overnight.
No, I'm so sensitive. Like, it's, like... I walk into the room he's feeding, I was like, oh, I didn't know you were feeding. Bye.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so you really don't like the smell.
Yeah.
It also doesn't look great. Wet dog food does not look great.
I mean, it's not made for you to, like, think,
yeah,
oh,
I
damn,
guess.
I want to eat that. Like,
yeah.
I mean, there's people that eat dog and cat food. I don't recommend it, but people have done it.
Yeah.
To each his own.
Yeah.
Just keep quiet on that one.
I'm nobody to judge.
Yeah.
Are there any other reptiles that you want to get? I know that you were talking about another skink and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
I'd like maybe another type of blue tongue. So I didn't even know anything about blue tongues or that they even existed until you mentioned them to me.
Yeah.
So I did like that it like opened up a whole new world of like reptile for me, because I was like, well, I'm keeping this thing that I never even heard of until a couple months ago.
Yeah.
So maybe like another kind of blue tongue. I would like a snake eventually, but I can't really commit to, like, the live feeding right now, just because my schedule is so busy. Oh, which is another thing that's awesome about skinks. Like, they're definitely maintenance, but it's not, like, super high maintenance.
Yeah.
Where you have to be on top of it every single day. Like, I check on her every single day and obviously change her water and everything, but...
But if you
I've definitely
leave her for
had
a couple
way
days,
more
yeah.
high maintenance pets over a skink. Like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Even I've had two bearded dragons in the past. One was like adopted from a friend that couldn't take care of it anymore, and one of them was a baby from a pet shop. I feel like Aussie's easier to take care of than the bearded dragons were.
Definitely.
And now, I mean, because the people obviously like mutations and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
but nowadays, you know, there's so many variations and colors for blue tongues that they like easily compete with bearded dragons.
Oh, yeah.
You know, before everybody was like, oh, I like the zero or the whiplets because they're like white or they're like no pattern and stuff like
right.
that. But then now you have blue tongues that they'll be all white. Then you have
yeah.
some red lines,
some dark.
Or some super like orange ones, even.
Yeah.
Like you have that one behind you, super bright. Yeah.
I don't know if you can see it on the camera. She's like, yeah, you can't see it. Look
yeah,
look at her.
Yeah.
She's just like, can you
yeah.
let me out?
Yeah. with like hot Cheeto dust
in her back. Yeah, that one literally, like what I was saying earlier, is you take her out, and especially in the sun, it's like a Coke can. They're red.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah.
I think that's my, favorite line to work with is the red stuff. But yeah, I mean...
they're super cool. I want a snake eventually one day. I've had, like, snakes in the past, or a snake. Well, two snakes in the past.
Yeah. Well, if you don't want to do the live feeding, and it depends on the size of the snake. Because if you don't mind the size, boas... You know, they do very good with, like, frozen thawed.
Oh, that's true. I've heard,
Boas are not too bad, though.
I guess the reason I never considered frozen was because my dad had a python that would not touch frozen. If it was not moving, he would not.
Yeah, they're very hard. It's, like, some people get it, and it works for them, and that's what they do. But, man, it's a lot harder with them. But boas, bro, they pounce on anything.
Boas or, like, some, like, colubrids, like your corn snakes and your king snakes, they usually take...
They're
not super finicky.
Yeah,
but these guys, I mean, some of these guys will, because I mean, we mainly feed live, so some of these will wrap around something, and maybe it didn't die the way that they wanted it or something, and then they'll just drop it, and they'll just leave it there, you know. And then if we try to feed the one that died, just a pre-kill that's fresh, to somebody else, like only a handful of the ones that we have here will actually take it.
So they like that aspect of actually, like,
I guess that they recognize it because they pick it up because it's moving, and then, you know, with their heat pits, because they got heat pits, they like really like sense it, and then when it's moving around, they're like, okay, that's food, you know.
And people do different things. They put them like in hot water, or they put them like against a lamp or whatever. I don't think that,
I don't know,
for the most part, for us at least, it doesn't work, because we've tried it before. But
for sure,
I've definitely had some moral inner monologue though about, like, especially feeding like newborn or younger mice and stuff like that. Like, I mean, we talk about it all the time, about, like, sometimes we're like, I just sometimes don't feel comfortable with it, so it puts like a bad taste sometimes in my stomach.
It's not fun to watch. Like, I can't imagine ever getting enjoyment, like, out of, like, watching another animal die. It's just one of those things, like, like we were talking about before, if they could eat vegetables, like, I would gladly buy my snake a bag of vegetables every week, but that's just not, you know, what they eat.
Yeah, in the beginning, I actually didn't like it at all. Like, I just, whatever. Obviously, I've come, not numb to it, but I've been okay with it more, because I just tell myself, people ask me that question all the time. I'm just like, oh,
well,
for me,
it's
the circle of life. I'm just making it a little easier on them.
Yeah.
And then for the most part, the rats have a better life. Like, they get fed nonstop, they have water nonstop, whatever. It's not like out in the wild or they're constantly being whatever until the point where this comes.
And it's even easier than, I imagine it's way easier than, like, what a snake would have to endure in the wild.
Yeah, people always say that. They're always like, oh, but how can you have this animal in captivity when they're out, you know, they belong in the wild? But it's just like, dude, honestly, they live a better life in captivity because they have their water. They don't have to scavenge for things. They get fed. You know, you're not going to find a ball python as, like, you know, well taken care of or fat as, like, a keeper will have it. You're not going to find something like that in the wild. They're going to be, you know, thirsty. They're going to be dying, or not dying, but they're going to be skinny or something like that. Unless they're pregnant.
Or something.
Yeah. Like, you know, here, for the most part, they're, you know, everything's clean.
And it's not like we don't have them super tiny things, but for the most part, they like being in smaller, enclosed spaces.
Yeah, where they're comfortable. They don't have to scavenge or anything.
Yeah. And even though, like, I don't like the aspect of feeding live, what you do find enjoyment in is watching the animal kind of, like, react the way that it's going to eat, you know, and stuff like that. Like, that part, like, it's cool, like, you know, to watch the animal do its thing.
It's fascinating to, like, you know, you're seeing something that happens in nature happening, like, right before your eyes.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know. I know it sucks to watch. I don't even eat animals. That's how much I love animals.
Yeah.
But I understand when it comes to, you know, like, snakes and other animals that need to eat other animals to survive.
I mean, because, I mean, we've had the conversation before where we tried to, like, see maybe we'll start feeding frozen. But it's just the whole thing of, you know, if some of these guys aren't even taking, like, pre-killed.
Right.
You know. Maybe the babies would probably transition. Because what we find is that we have a lot better luck with our babies than when we buy babies from somebody else, because we get them feeding the way that we want them to, you know, and as heavily and stuff like that. So I guess maybe the babies would probably take it better, because they're used to, you know, they're used to that. They're used to, like, you know, not that we don't handle snakes, but mainly when we're opening the bin, it's,
right.
you know.
Do you notice that, like, their preferences will, like, change as they grow? If that makes sense? Like, do you sometimes, like, are you able to feed, like, frozen or pre-killed? And then as they get older, they'll like, refuse?
I don't think with us, it's, like, as a frozen or pre-killed kind of thing. But we've mm-hmm. noticed that some of them, like, they'll only feed on a certain size or a certain something for, like, right. a really, really long time. And then all of a sudden, they'll just switch out of nowhere. Yeah. You get me? Like, we try switching them organically. Like, when they get to a certain size, okay, you can eat this. But they just won't. So right. we feed them more of the smaller size. And then at some certain point, they just change and they start
yeah.
eating
yeah.
different
yeah.
sizes.
So they know what they need, yeah.
I have mm-hmm. one of our adult ball pythons that she was only eating mice for a very, 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 very long time. She had gone, you know, as we were raising her, she had started eating rats, but then she went back to mice. And this breeding season, she started eating medium rats just out of mm-hmm. nowhere. You know, which is good because yeah. the rats have more fat content and stuff like that. But then we have a male that he's definitely able to eat what would be a rat pup, which is obviously bigger than your fuzzy and stuff like that. But he will only eat rat fuzzies. So,
yeah.
you know, and then obviously some of them, we try to get our babies started as quick as possible on rats because sometimes they don't do the switch between mice and rats.
Right.
Ball pythons can be a little finicky, but as long as you get them more on your schedule and they're eating well, like, you know, they're going to last.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like usually when we introduce, like, after quarantine and anything, when we buy a new animal, when we introduce them, like, they'll be off compared to everybody else, but then all of a sudden, like, after, like, a couple months to, like, a year,
yeah.
they start, like, shedding around the same cycle. They start
oh, wow,
eating on the same day, so it's, like,
yeah.
everything goes kind of on point.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. I know a little bit. I don't know a whole lot.
Yeah.
My dad had a Burmese python that actually had a neighbor moving out. He used to live in this, like, duplex type thing. He had a neighbor moving out, and, I mean, I was young. I was maybe, like, between, like, 9 and 11 at this point. I was just like, oh, do you want the snake? And my dad took it. And then we had a Burmese python from that
Hell
one,
yeah.
named Boris.
But that's a great name.
Boris was a girl, so it was Miss Boris.
Miss Boris.
Yeah, oh, and she was awesome. He would let her free roam. All there were no other animals in the house.
Yeah.
So, like, he would let her free roam all the time, and she would get all, like, tangled behind the TV wires and stuff. It was great. Have to unplug everything to get her from behind the TV.
Yeah. Was she big?
She was big.
Yeah, that's awesome.
My dad told me 13 feet, but I kind of think he was exaggerating.
Oh, okay.
So, maybe, like, 11 feet yeah. or something like that.
But then they had more to grow from there.
Yeah. And she was really, really heavy.
Yeah, because they get weight.
Yeah.
They're not like the reticulated pythons, which get longer, but they're mm-hmm. skinnier. The fucking berm is just...
Yeah, she was chunky.
Yeah.
Her favorite spot was the windowsill.
Yes. She got all the warmth.
Cool,
yeah. yeah. Man, I would like to get a berm.
Well, I have been telling him since, like, for years that I want to retake.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, you're crazy, whatever. It's like, man, as long as you work with them, they could be, you know? And then, dude, I just think that the big snakes are... Yeah. They have some patterns and stuff that, like, the other snakes just don't.
Yeah, yeah. They're so majestic. Cool.
Yeah.
They're, like, yeah. I don't know. It feels, like, unreal.
We're used to, like, the reptile shops here, which you don't have big snakes. Everything's relatively small.
Right.
But we went to Georgia to visit family, sorry. And we went into the reptile shop over there, and it was all big snakes. And we were like, what the fuck is this?
I walked in, and I was like, bro, holy shit, they have retakes.
And I was like
a little small thing. I was like, bro, it's so cool.
Yeah, and then they had the big ones, and we're like, oh my god, like we don't see it. And
yeah.
for the most part, I'd say we're newer in the hobby, so it's not like, you know, it's not like we've been surrounded by it our whole lives and stuff yeah. like that. So just seeing a big ass snake is like,
and not only that was like, we're newer in the hobby now, and we've been doing this for several years, and that was like in the beginning. It was like
that was
years ago.
In the beginning.
Do you think they mostly keep, like, smaller snakes at the pet stores because people want to buy the baby and have the baby grow up?
No, it's just because we can't have big snakes anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like, since you have to have the conditional, it doesn't really make
right.
sense.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for them,
yeah.
For most shops, financially, like, you can't really be picking and choosing like that.
Yeah.
But what you do find, still, yes,
yeah,
they'll
yeah.
rather have the baby ball python versus the adult ball python.
Yeah.
Out,
yeah.
yeah. You'll get, like...
I'd rather have the adult sometimes, I guess. Because, like, I feel like an adult is hardier. Like, isn't it more, like, forgiving to, like, if you have, like, a husbandry mistakes in the beginning? to have an adult than if you were to have a baby.
What you do... I actually don't... Me personally, sometimes we'll buy adults if it's exactly what we want. Mm-hmm. Or at least getting us in a direction what we want. The problem with adults is that you got to think to yourself, why did the person sell the animal? If they sold the animal, it's for a couple reasons. Either it's not producing for them, it could be because they're just moving on to a different project. They don't want to work with it anymore.
Right.
You know, it's maybe not eating the way that they wanted to. You know, and we
do that all the time when we're like, okay, we want to put this project in a different direction. We're like, okay, get this female and, you know, give it to someone else.
Yeah, exactly. So, but then it's just like, what you find is that either the animal doesn't eat very well or it's more sporadic. Not that it doesn't eat well, but it eats more sporadically because realistically they can go months without eating, you know. But for example, not that these guys aren't considered our pets, but you know, we're breeders.
There's a whole different business element to it.
So we want to make sure that the animals eat well, that they're able to get the fat reserves, you know. But if the animal's only eating once every couple of weeks, once every few weeks, you know, it's not safe to breed the animal because it's not going to gain the weight that it needs to. It's not going to have the fat reserves. And if it's, you know, for the most part, a skinnier animal, and we get it through the whole cycle, when it tries to bounce back, it's not going to bounce back as easy. It's going to be very skinny. It's going to, you know, it's going to have its issues. So from a pet point of view, it makes more sense probably if you just want the adult, as long as it reacts the way that you want it to. It's not bitey. Right. It doesn't bother you. But like for me, when I look for an animal, if it's going to be an adult, it's got to be something very specific.
Right, yeah. That makes sense for, like, the well-being of the animal and everything. Definitely. So for a keeper, it's just like you're there to take care of it and feed it. It's a whole different thing if you're going to breed it.
Because we have a lot of snakes, but, like, we were saying, like, it's a business, whatever, but it's a hobby. But, like, they're not our pets, per se, but it's not like we don't know each one's personality.
Right.
Because every animal is different, and it's kind of cool.
That we do find. It's like, it's crazy how you can have like a lot of animals but still know each of them, you know. I'm sure it gets to a point where it's like, you know, like you don't spend enough time with all of them, you know. But like, I know all of my skinks' personalities. Like, I can open a bin and I know that snake does not like me but likes him, you know. And it's like, you know, I just it's cool.
Oh, that is really cool.
Yeah I don't know how much more. I mean, definitely we can't grow any more in this room.
No, man.
Yeah, there's no space to grow.
We're going to buy a warehouse.
You see, the problem is that all we can do is go up.
Does your dad really need his office? I mean, we could just take over that room too, right?
Exactly. So in this room, all we can do is go up. The problem with going up is that I'm vertically challenged. So I have a hard time reaching those bins, you know, so I don't want to go any higher than that. Little boy problems. But all right, I think we're good here.
Sweet. Yes, sir. Yeah.
All right. This was Reptiles with Yoshi and Alex and Mel and all that jazz. Later.
Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to follow us at HSR_exotics and on Facebook as Half Shell Ranch. If you're listening and want to watch, you can check us out on YouTube as HSR Exotics. If you're watching and want to listen, make sure to check the description to see what streaming platforms we're on. This was Reptiles with a podcast by HSR Exotics.